Wants RX 93.1. Good morning, everyone!
Good morning, everyone!
So it's going to be a tandem for
it's
us.
It's a tandem today, guys.
Today, Hazel's not feeling well.
So send her some well wishes. Send her some tweets. All the manongs out there, she's looking for some company.
No. Some TLC.
Yes, tender loving.
So
caressing.
Now you have, we have the Pokemon trainers.
Yes.
On board.
Yes, with our Pokeballs.
Ash and Misty.
Which one's Ash?
Hindi man lang Brock, I know. So, you've got Ash and Misty on board. All right, so we've got our top 10 for today. The top 10, hashtag my wildest wish.
Ooh.
You can go as crazy, as unbridled, as, like no rules, no limits, no limitations, no... You can go as wild as you want. Okay?
And wildest wish.
And we are opening this up to even if it's not physically possible, what is your wildest wish?
Okay, filter, kick in.
We want to go crazy, okay?
Kick in, filter.
Once again, let's give you examples of the type that we can actually see on air. My wildest wish, yung pakakasalan ako ni Big Boss.
Oh.
Tapos, ifa-fire ko lahat ng immediate bosses ko. Kasi diba usually, the ones that you deal with are the, parang the middle management.
Yeah.
You have your immediate boss and then yung boss ng immediate boss mo and then yung boss ng immediate boss ng immediate boss mo. But there's a big boss. The owner usually, mm-hmm. diba? Lalo na pag corporation, diba, ang daming mga mini bosses.
Mm-mm.
So yun ang wildest wish niya. My wildest wish, yung napresinto kami kasi nagsuntukan sina Chris Pratt, Chris Evans, at Chris Hemsworth dahil sa akin. Pinag-aagawan nila. Kaya sila nagsuntukan. Oh, napunto kayo sa presinto. Imagine mo, madyadyaryo kayo the next day, di ba? Na parang, Hollywood stars, Chris Pratt, Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth, in a fist fight over... Hot young lass.
Yeah. Hot young diba? Misty. Oh, no, diba? But did you see that? There's something online now. This really funny. Parang, it's a text message format where, you know, you get a text from, for example, Enrique Hill and from...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then it says...
Is that a thing that you just input your name?
For some reason, I've been seeing it online. A lot of the girls at heart have been posting those things.
I read niya.
Ang haba ng hair ko, sabi nila. So that's like the thing now, I think.
But kasi pero like your name is actually there eh. Yung whatever the name of the poster is.
Yeah.
Nandun sa text eh. So I don't know if it is it like an app that you just put your name in.
I think it's an app. I mean, let us know if you know what that is because it's been showing up a lot on Facebook.
My wildest wish, yung matutuhan kong manghypnotize. Para ma-hypnotize kitang mahalin mo rin ako.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Against their will.
I don't know if that... Do you think that works? The whole hypnosis thing?
I don't know.
I mean, like...
Pero I've seen videos. Alam mo yung mga... There was this one time... And they really just... makikita mo ha? They were just filming it. Parang they were just in a room. But with an audience.
Yeah.
There was these like five guys in front. Tapos napaano niya? Napahubad niya up to their underwear.
How'd they do that?
Hypnotism. Tapos bilang after that, parang... After that, he like, I don't know, clicked his fingers or something, snapped his fingers or something. And then they all woke up. And then you can see the panic in their faces. Holy crap, why am I in my underwear? And according to them, they didn't know.
Where do I learn how to do these things?
With great power, Marky, comes great responsibility.
What if you just want the power? No, but like, I was in New Orleans a few years ago. And there was this hypnotist who was actually doing this to some people. And apparently it works. But then they said it was a stage thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes it's just a stage thing.
You know how to tell? Have yourself hypnotized. That's the only way you can verify if it actually works.
But I think a lot of people are scared kasi.
Yun nga.
Diba?
No, pero I mean like, have somebody like, you know, yung kunyari, magkasama tayong dalawa, ganyan. And then there's the hypnotist. Pa-hypnotize ka. Hindi, not me. And then, you know, so that have somebody there that you know just to make sure that they don't ask you to, I don't know, give your money or
yeah, that's
strip
true.
Or something.
You need to have someone there.
You need somebody who's going to be there to make sure that they don't do anything inappropriate.
But sometimes it's like therapeutic, they say.
I don't know. Pero kasi, those are, see, that's the thing. Diba? We have this parang notion of what hypnotism is.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'll make you do stuff against your will. There's the hypnotism that's just for therapy naman.
Yeah.
They don't make you do stuff, but more like, kunya nakapikit ka, and then I'm like, it's almost like meditation.
Yeah.
And then I'll say, okay, you will not be stressed out, you will find solutions to your problems.
You'll find love.
That kind of thing. So, you know, it's not like, okay, take off your clothes. Hindi,
change
that's
your
not
mindset.
That kind of,
yeah.
It's more of reprogramming lang how you think to become more positive, to become more relaxed,
yeah.
To be less stressed.
Yeah, it's a psychiatric kind
medyo
of thing.
Ganon,
right?
Medyo ganon. That's the other side naman of hypnotism. My wildest wish, yung mananalo ako ng Best Actress Oscar. Tapos, sa speech ko, sasabihin ko, oh, kay Shoni ng accounting, huyo ka sa akin ngayon. Alam mo yung, it's your moment.
And that's all you can think of.
Oscars, that's all you can think of. Alam mo yung, that's one person who's grating on your nerves. And gusto mo lang ipamukha sa kanila na, oy, sikat na ako.
Look, I want an Oscar. Get out of my face.
Huyo ka sa akin ngayon. Yung ganong kakainis that you give your special moment just to annoy them. My wildest wish, yung isang araw na lang, hindi ko na kailangan matulog ever. So, kapag tulog ang mundo, nagbi-binge-watch ako ng Netflix. You know, I had a similar wish, but more like to freeze time.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I want to watch, I don't know, the rest
Naruto.
Of Naruto. So, I would freeze time, and I could take my time watching it, sleep, and then, you know, watch again, and then, or yung kahit ano lang, for just like, I don't know, 2-3 hours a day, so I can binge-watch. Pero, I don't lose any time.
Like the time turners from Harry Potter, remember those?
Midge.
Like, see Hermione turns the time so she can go to both classes.
Yeah. Something like that. So I guess,
you know, yeah, kind of. I've always wanted to do that because there's so many Netflix shows now that
exactly.
I really, really
want to
watch.
But not like a Hermione, because diba, when you mess with time, that's why I want to freeze it lang so that I don't affect anything. I don't affect history. I don't affect, kasi I'll just freeze it. Kumbaga, for us, oh yeah, 1 second has passed.
So you're really, going to watch like Netflix if you freeze time?
Yeah. And read books. And like,
eh, paano kung nandyan si PA?
Sino yun? Hindi ko naman kailangan. Wala akong gagawin kasi marangal akong tao. Marangal akong tao.
If time stopped.
Well, sometimes it really stops. Minsan time really stops. Or at least it's in slow motion. Tumigil ka! My wildest wish. Yung kaya kong mag-shapeshift a la Mystique para pag may crush ako, I'll just turn into the person that they like. Diba? So let's say you see a hot guy. Turn into the hottest girl in the world. Or if you're a guy and it's a girl, then turn into like their greatest celebrity
love.
Crush.
Yeah.
Turn into, I don't know, Noah Centineo or whoever their crush is. You know what I mean?
With great power comes great responsibility. Exactly. This is really interesting.
Yeah.
This goes into this realm
as in,
you going to be an evil like
Mark
MF?
Like Marcus Strome?
I'm not going to do anything bad.
Oh, yes, you will.
I won't. I'm going to be such a good person.
Yes, you will.
I'm going to give to the poor. And I'm just going to... I'm going to be a positive influence on the world.
My wildest wish. Magkakaroon ng bagong epidemic.
Ooh.
Na ang magkakasakit lang lahat ng mga hot. Tapos ang gamot, ang natatanging gamot sa sakit nila, kailangan imomol ko sila. So imagine, nakapila lahat ng hot sa mundo. Tapos kailangan mo lang sila imomol.
That's your superpower, no?
Tapos gagaling na sila.
Momol lang?
Whatever! Eh kung malubha talaga yung sakit nila, edi.
De, kailangan mas...
Oo, mas intense yung therapy. Quote-unquote therapy. So the top 10, my wildest wish. Like we said, no limits. You can go as crazy as wild with your wish as you want. Go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rxn31. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag My Wildest Wish in all your tweets.
TMR, The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today.
But first, some hashtag RX greets. Hi to all the monsters tuned in. What's up, guys?
Umbrella
How you doing
greeting.
Today? Umbrella greeting. And that's it for morning greets. I'm just kidding. Okay. First up, saying hi to Panda Bear. Happy Monday morning to all the rushers. Get well soon, Hazel Hadi. Yes, please get well soon. Rest up. And all the shiny manongs will come and visit you later and give you a nice massage.
Okay.
Irish Joy G, locked in at the moment. Good morning in the office. Hi, Nelson. Much greeting. Alex, Jindra, PJ, Jenna, Verly, and Wani. How are you? Malay Supergirl, of course, greeting Mars, Miss Banker, and all the rushers, sending us a TMR scene zone of where she is at the moment. All these summer pictures, like, they're all starting to reach the surface.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my gosh, I miss the beach. I really miss the beach.
And it's not even summer yet. It's actually still, technically, it's still a little too cold. But can you imagine once like middle March comes?
Yeah, but I don't know. I think the coolness of it all makes lying in the beach so much better because there's the wind. I don't know, because you get the heat and you also get the wind.
I mean, I still remember this one Boracay where it was so hot, it got to a point where it wasn't enjoyable anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it was like literally painful on the skin, even with sunblock, even with whatever. Like, literally, you just want to stay inside the room. Because it was too hot.
When it gets too hot, it's like, you know, it's not, you like lose the want or the need to get a tan.
Yeah.
You just want to go back inside because it's too hot. And you feel like you're going to get skin cancer.
And like heat stroke.
Yeah, that too.
Like too much dehydration. And sometimes you get heat stroke even if you're actually dehydrated. Even if you've like, even if you drink water or juice or whatever. Because the heat is so intense, you start to get dizzy.
Yeah.
You start to feel nauseated.
I did a study on that.
Yeah.
Because I used to run, right? And so I've gotten sent to the hospital a couple of times because I passed out.
Right.
And there's two kinds of dehydrations, the hypernatremic and hyper something else. Basta, there's two. One is when there's too much, when you don't have enough water in your
enough
body.
Water.
And the other one is when there's too much salt in your body.
Oh.
Yeah. So, for example, even if you have liquid in your system, but you drink, like, for example, for me, if it's too much Gatorade or too much Coke or caffeine or whatever, then the excess salts in that get clogged in your pores. I don't even understand where that comes from, but that's what causes you to, like, not sweat out the bad stuff. So that's a kind of dehydration as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
So, watch out, guys.
I know.
Keep hydrated. Always keep hydrated. Dilute your Gatorade if you're drinking like that kind of stuff. Energy drinks.
Yeah.
Dilute that. Yeah. And also, hi to Green Mind of Alvini. Ang wild ng topic, pang wild and wicked. Sayang wala si Hazel Hati Enrique.
Sabi naman, it doesn't have to be that kind of wild.
Yeah, it can be.
It can be like, you know.
Chill lang, di ba?
Or money wild. Mm-mm. It can be that.
Yeah, that too. Also, hi to Tito ni Lebron. Good morning. Pokemon trainers, are we going to Sentosa Safari Zone? I actually booked my ticket already.
You are. I would have. It's just that's also my vacation. So, but if I wasn't going anywhere, I would definitely go.
Yeah, no, that's like, diba? We were like dreaming about that ever since we Taiwan.
We were just talking about it. Na sana meron
what, if there's what if there's an Asian safari trip? Also, hi to Sunny in Scotland. Get well soon, Ate Hazel. Also, hi to Nick Cool. Greeting all Alberta rushers. Sunny in Scotland. Happy Monday to all the CPGs and to all the rushers, as well as Jervs Naval. Greeting couples, Cy and Rye, Carlo and Annie, 7070, and the rest of the Flew rushers who are always tuned in, as well as Lady Fox. Greeting friend Sheila, Erica Jervs, 70, Mox Monette, Abe, Kath, and all the Flew rushers as well. There's a lot of Flew rushers tuned in. Tesoy, greeting Miss Christine Liu. She's a silent rusher and wants to say hi to Jackie Chana. I'll tell him to come out later and greet you as this goes along. And lastly, hi to Mark Enriquez. Good morning, guys, especially to all my RQ batchmates. And also, hi, Mom. That's it for greets.
Okay.
So the UST.
UST.
The UST.
So we've got our top 10, My Wildest Wish. Thank you to everybody. We're trending number 2 and number 3 in the Philippines.
Yay!
Yay! All right, so let's do our top 10, My Wildest Wish. Again, you can go as crazy as you want with your wishes. It is a wish. Anyway, so, you know, no limits to what you can wish for. So let's start off with, let's see here. Let's start off with Jan to Awesome. Yung meron akong literal money tree sa bahay.
Like money tree.
Namumunga. Not the money, because there's an actual plant called the money tree. Ito like literal.
It actually like makes money.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or either parang nagbubunga siya ng money or the leaves.
Yeah.
Are money. Can you imagine?
Oh, that would be amazing. Like 1,000 pesos on the sides. Yeah. And then you have like a $100 note at the top.
Exactly. Or ako yung like, ano, like there would be this fruit. Tapos like, so you get the fruit, diba? Tapos you chop it open. Tapos sa loob, meron kang makukuhang check. You don't know what the amount is. Tapos iba-iba siya. So parang siyang, ano, parang siyang lottery, no? Today, you open one fruit and it's like 100,000.
Pero sana hindi parang orchid na lumalabas lang once a year.
Hindi.
Sana like daily.
No, like ano nga, diba? Multiple fruits. Tapos each fruit, iba yung laman ng merong check na tipong 100 pesos. Pero merong check, 100,000.
Okay yun na.
Diba? So just harvest as many fruits as you can.
Well, for next Chinese New Year, we should do that. We should make one of those for, ano,
a money tree?
Yeah, like a fake kind of money tree with fruits like that. Yeah. And like, you know, have the rushers come in.
Eh, sino magbibigay ng pera? That's a nice idea and all, but ikaw mag fund?
Calling Hazel Hottie, calling Rika GGG. We know you have a lot of money.
Renz Rufil says, ito very timely. I see this a lot on my timeline. Piso fare for trip to Paris. As in literal, piso yung ibabayad mo.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah.
You know, they actually have that in, ano, when I started using like the low-cost airlines in Europe.
Yeah.
But it was Euro fare. I mean, it's different. That's like 50, 60 pesos. 50 pesos as opposed to, you know, 1 peso.
Yeah.
But like, for Europe, that's a huge deal.
That's a huge thing.
And whenever that happens, everyone goes crazy, goes online and like just starts booking because we get to just fly. I mean, they're short distances. Like, for example, from Switzerland to Amsterdam, it's really, really, you know, super cheap. And usually the taxes are like absolutely nothing.
I saw this, one of my Facebook friends posted because of the current, diba, like two companies now, plane companies are having their seat sales.
Yes.
Like, in one day, nakabook siya ng 3 out-of-the-country trips.
Ako din, I booked 2.
In one sitting. And she was like, ay, good luck sa credit card ko.
I booked 2.
See?
I booked 2 diba? On, ano, when I found out about this
exactly.
sale, I was like, wait a second. Yeah. I booked 1 from each of the airlines.
Yeah.
So I'm like, ready to go on vacation. Because right? I haven't gone on vacation for
exactly.
a year.
So pero can you imagine the, ano, the
credit card. Yeah. But it's not so much, actually.
Like, well, it is.
It's super cheap for some weird
reason.
You
know how, like, because it's so cheap, you tend to buy more.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, ang laki na niya. Pero obviously, nakamura ka pa rin. Pero, hello. Di ba, like, sometimes nga, you're like, you go to these like mga Chanel ganyan na parang sale, major sale, 50% off.
Why not? Let's buy so five. Like,
okay, so now the 200k jacket is just 100k. Wow.
Let's get that.
It's such a giveaway now.
It's like 50% off. That's nuts.
Kaya nakakatawa lang eh, yung sale nila. Yung parang you're like, no thanks.
I've never understood this. I've never understood branded items. Like, I don't know. I know it's a thing. I know people really enjoy buying these things. But for me personally, I just never really enjoyed it. I had an ex who really enjoyed these bags. And
I understand bags, pero like, when I, especially for men, I don't know, maybe for women. Because I've been to like the really high-end stores in other countries. Japan, Hong Kong, Singapore. I would check out the men's clothes. Like usually I would be with a girl. And then when a woman goes to like those high-end stores. Siyempre, kesa mabore ka, titingin ka na rin, di ba?
Yeah.
That's usually, it's like 70% women's clothes. And then there would be the token men's clothes. When I go to the men's clothes, I'm like, they're so expensive. But, okay, at least to my taste, I mean, this is just a personal opinion. Parang they look so parang old.
Yeah.
The expensive branded clothes, like I feel like very medyo DOM-ish.
Yeah, there's that
so
feel.
And there's that feel and
tacky. Lots
it's
tacky.
A bit tacky, I must say.
Lots of tacky feels.
But
when you
I
see
think
it.
It's very different with the women's clothes. Because I think like when I see them, they're like, yeah, they're really nice. But I think for some strange reason, I guess they don't specialize in men's clothes.
Yeah.
Because the ones that I've seen, they're more of like the women's brands naman talaga.
Because there are the men's brands. There are some of the men's brands that you can go to get. I get perfume. That's all I get when I go to those places.
No, because I think that's the thing. Because usually the men who can afford these, let's face it, they're usually the tycoons. You know what I mean? The mm-hmm. CEOs. So there's this tendency to cater to the older taste.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why they don't look very...
But
they look expensive.
They look super expensive.
They look super expensive.
Well, not all. There are some that you'd be surprised. They're like a t-shirt that you could buy in one of the stores.
That's true.
You know, in the malls.
I mean, that is the game of fashion.
I don't know how they do it, though. I don't know how they... You know, they put a print on a shirt and suddenly it's
super expensive.
500 times more expensive than a regular shirt that has a similar kind of print in another store.
That's fashion for you. I mean, that's how it works.
Yeah. But like, it's just one of those things. I just never got it, you know. I like to stick to these Pokemon sweaters.
Regular clothes.
And like, planes.
Ako rin.
I love like planes.
Yeah. When John Tweet says, my wildest wish, yung tagalaguna ako at aalis ng bahay ng 7 a.m. Tapos may meeting ako sa QC ng 8 p.m. But I will still be on time. Kasi walang traffic. Oh, that is a dream. Ako, my usual ano talaga, dream is like when I'm driving around, let's say Sunday, early morning, tapos yung walang cars.
Oh, that's the best.
I would like think to myself na parang, what if this is like how it looks like Friday, 7 p.m. Tapos ganito yung tsuna ng EDSA.
Keep wishing,
like,
honey.
I know, but like, can you imagine? That would be wonderful. I'd be like, punta ka ba na Makati? O tara, hatid na kita. Di ba?
Right? Because it's
and
so
it's
near.
Not a problem.
Everything is actually, if you think about it, everything is just so near to each other. If there was no traffic, we'd get from Eastwood to BGC in like less than
10
minutes.
Exactly.
But the traffic is so bad these days.
Renz Rufil says, my wildest wish, yung parang dugo na do-donate ko rin yung taba ko. You can go to like a clinic and donate your fat. And they'd find a way to like suck it
what
out.
What would they use it for?
No, I mean, that's not part of the wish anymore. It doesn't matter what. Or I don't know, make candles or...
Use that as wax.
I don't know, yeah. You know, they were like blubber. They used to use like whale oil and whale blubber for like lamps.
Or they
like,
can use it for ano, yung mga silicone. Gusto mo ka mga silicone for boobs and for puwet.
Yeah. Colleen MYC says, my wildest wish, yung magkasya ulit sa akin, yung mga damit ko 5 years ago, wild yun pag nagkataon.
I know how you
I've experienced having to buy clothes because I got so fat. and having to buy clothes because I got so thin. So I know the feeling of both.
Yeah. Well, I recently had to do that.
Oh, no.
No, because I need oversized shirts for my play.
Ah, okay.
So I had to get these bigger shirts, but you know, they don't look oversized. They look really good. So I'm like, wait a second.
Why do they
fit? This is a size, two sizes bigger than my normal size. What's happening? I don't know. I guess it's because you know, it's the stress, and sometimes our weights fluctuate.
Yeah, they do.
They go up and down depending on if you're in the mood to eat, or if you're focused on work or whatever.
And Janto Awesome says, my wildest wish, nakakapag-regenerate ako ng kidney para more VIP concerts. Instead of dreaming that you would have kidney regeneration, they wish for more money na
lang. That's so true.
Bakit kidney pa? Why pinahaba kidney? Mo pa yung process na ooperahan ka every single time may concert. They wish na lang for a lot of money.
And then if people find out about it, all the black market people are gonna get you. Yeah. They're gonna cut you open in the bathtub.
Parang Wolverine, di ba? Na you just you heal.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how, or ano, Deadpool. Mike Ferrer says, my wildest wish, yung nag-disband yung isang K-pop group. Kasi nag-aaway-aaway na sila dahil sa akin.
Mm.
Ah, why not?
But like, with these K-pop groups, right? They're like, there are a lot in these groups. So there are so many choices for all the ladies or the gentlemen out there who are like real fans.
Yeah.
I wonder if they also have like one bida in the group.
I'm sure.
That sure, is the, yeah. a cut above, the, like the Justin yeah, yeah. Timberlake or the, yeah, I know. Yeah. But like for Barry some reason, Styles. When I see the K-pop stars, I see them all as, you know, they're all equal. Wanted equally.
No, because, you do, because you're not a fan.
Well, I love the songs.
No,
I'm
no,
just
no.
not
I
like
mean,
a fan of, I
to
mean.
The, to the point that you know their names and, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
So if you're a real fan, na to the point na alam mo who gets the most singing lines, who gets, you know what I mean? Then you know who's
yeah.
the...
Apparently, there's like a something now for like the fandoms, who has the best fandom
yeah.
on Twitter. It's interesting yeah. to see. I'm actually viewing each of these trends and trying to figure out who is the best fandom
right.
and who has the best, I know. Who is the like the most prolific singer for each group,
yeah.
you know?
Ako naman, I won't say it na lang on air, pero there's this new showbiz chismis that I can't peel my eyes off of
the morning tea.
I'm checking out all these like Instagram accounts and the comments. I spent, I don't know, maybe 2 hours just reading comment sections of Instagram accounts and like, I am so into it. I'll tell you off air.
Tell me.
It's so interesting.
What is it? What's
basta,
the, ano,
I
letters,
I,
letters.
No, I cannot give you clues. Basta, I find it riveting because it's like, I didn't know that this was happening. This is all, this has been happening under my nose.
Wait, I think I know what this is though.
Basta, later na.
I think
na.
This is...
No, later, later.
Okay, okay,
ah,
okay, okay, okay,
you,
okay, 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 okay,
okay. Reggie says, my wildest wish, makadate si Marky Strome. Tapos dadalhin niya ako sa Red Room of Pain niya. And the rest, I leave to your imagination.
Red Room of Pain?
Yes.
Where's my Red Room
Apparently
of Pain?
Apparently, you have a Red Room of Pain.
Where's my Red Room of Pain? Ah, I know where it is now.
Yun ang fantasy niya. Tapos, igagapos mo daw siya. And like, okay.
Yes, don't worry. You know, there's a call time. So there's a call sheet.
Yeah.
Sign in.
Nick Cool says, my wildest wish, yung 6 months ang paid leave. That's basically every other day. When you think about it.
Yeah, because
it's
hello, it's 6 months, half a year, right?
Yeah, it's like you go to work today, you don't go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, but then there's weekends too. So, yeah. So it's more than a year.
Yeah.
More than half a year, right?
And at the top, my wildest wish comes from Chips Ilyesa.
Chips Ilyesa says,
my wildest wish... A lot of people wish to win the lotto. my wish is still the same, yung mananalo ako ng solo winner sa Lotto, but excuse me, in USD.
Ooh, yeah. I want that.
When I like fantasize about these things, I always dream of winning the Lotto abroad. Para pag dinala ko dito sa Philippines. Like, can you imagine if you
times win, 50.
Times 50. Imagine if you won, I don't know, $50 million. Can you imagine how much it will be here?
You don't have to work ever again in your life.
Ever again. Can you imagine, lifetimes.
Can you imagine how many Pokecoins that is?
Right? It's crazy.
That's amazing.
Oh my gosh. You know, that is a... I don't know if they've made a movie of this. It's a nice plot, huh? Yung, what if you like super win the Lotto. Tapos ginawa mo parang so todo pinoprogram mo yung mind mo. You're trying to find a way to like stash away this insane amount of money somewhere for the reincarnated you to find.
Oh shoot.
So that in your next lifetime you don't have to work.
Mm.
And you try to like total, hindi mo naman aanin yun. Let's say you like insane amount of money. You can't, obviously, you can't spend any of it. You're saving it for just in case that you are reborn in another human body. Pero you're trying to like every day na parang, this is where I hid it. This is where I put it. Future me, look for this money. Hmm. That would be like a nice
That'd
plot,
be interesting.
Right?
Like, what do you call
you're
those
leaving
things
clues
again?
And... I don't know. Something
a
like
time
that.
Capsule, is that what they call
maybe,
it?
Maybe,
you know, in elementary school, I don't know if you did
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we did.
Where you hid a time capsule. Yeah. Did you ever dig that up?
No, but we did. It's buried somewhere. I don't even remember where.
Imagine, like, who finds these things in the future, right? And they're like,
so
why
I'm
are they...
thinking, if you can do that for the future you, the future incarnation of you.
Ooh, well, that works.
Right? But the problem is, how do you tell... Because you don't even know where you will be born.
But apparently there's this place called the Healing House in Wak Wak or something.
Yeah.
Where they check your past lives and they tell you about them.
Oh, wow.
It's so interesting. I heard this from Sherry Hill. She was like talking about it, that there's this place where they really tell you about where you came from and what you were in the past and what your karma is and if you have good or bad karma. I'm still trying to figure out how to get an appointment because I really want to know.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
We should do something like
we
that.
We should.
So we know what we were before.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah, let's do it.
So there you go. The top 10, my wildest wish. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include #TheMorningRush and #MyWildestWish and all your tweets. And we have to play a song now because I have to tell Marky my showbiz.
Oh my gosh, yes. We totally have to play a song.
TMR, The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the Top 10 for today.
But first, some hashtag RX greets. Greeting Luigi Carlos. Who wants some Andy Brown? Oh, I hear he's coming to the Philippines.
Right.
It's going to be exciting.
Good news for all the fans.
Also, hi to Green Mind Alvini as well as Juice Blank Locked In, who sends us a TMR scene zone of a photo of the... What's this? The... De Lima? Is that what you guys were called?
What's that?
Hindi po yun si De Lima, si Chico Garcia po yun.
What?
Ideal vision photo.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Also, Renee Passi says, good morning and happy Monday. Also, hi to Wifey Sierra as well as Camille Space Toe. Good morning, everyone. Get well soon, Hazel. Pwede bang makuha ang address niya para makapag-deliver ng isang van ng sexy and shiny manong so that she gets better.
One whole van?
One whole van. I think she'll enjoy that. One per hour. Hi also to Mackenzie. Greeting hubby Aldwin Alvarez. And it's his birthday today. So happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
What's up? Jackenzie BJR says, good morning. On 7 a.m. shift starting today. Kaya chill muna sa office. She's tuning in. She's just starting to tune in again to TMR. Kasi the last time she tuned in was 17 years ago in high school.
Wow.
So thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
Also, hi to Aldrin only. There's always some band members that are more popular than others. Remember, we were talking about that a while ago.
I'm pretty sure.
So Aldrin only goes, si ano ba yan? yung bagong reveal.
Oh, we'll see, we'll see.
We'll not talk about that now. Kudos, Bane. Sup, TMR and Rushers, Justin Siana. Happy New Week, Pokemon Masters. Also, hi to Kaisa Relova, Laxon and her hubby Joey, JP Villaraza, and DP Sofly. Again, get well soon, Hazel Hottie. And the new trailer for Mewtwo Strikes Back just came out. You see that?
I know.
As well as, hello also to Phil Cabrera, listening from Laguna. Hi to wifey Jen. And as well as Dre Vance, Mayong Buntag from Cebu, Metro Cebu, Maximo. As well, happy first Monday of the month. First Monday pala. Oh my gosh, it's the first Monday of March.
Yeah.
The play is gonna open in 2 weeks. I'm stressing out. I think the stress just got to me in like those few seconds. Also, last few greets. Hi to Taboink. Happy Monday. We'll go to the doctor today to schedule an operation. Oh, hopefully you get better.
You will soon.
Bing Hans SG as well sends us a photo of his breakfast in Singapore. I'm going to Singapore. Hope to see you guys there. Yes. I'm so excited in April. Hi also to James Capon saying hi to Cheska and Sanji and Fabrienne and XL Petit who says hi to the UPA Pogo players. Smeargle, why are you so hard to catch today? And that's it for greets.
All right. But you know the trailer of the Mewtwo strikes again. It's not 2D anymore.
Yeah.
So it kind of, you know, you're used to Pokemon movies being 2D. So it's very different.
But Mewtwo Strikes Back was the original, right?
Yeah.
That was the original movie. So they're
like
remaking it?
Yeah, in
like
3D.
That? Yeah.
I mean, you know, that kind
of animation. I don't know how I feel about it.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Parang it takes away the whole anime vibe to the whole thing.
We'll see, we'll see.
Hopefully it turns out good. I mean, I'm sure they'll do something about that.
So we've got our top 10 My Wildest Wish. Let's start off with Dirty Account. Yung sa love, magkakaalaman agad yung feelings ng isa't isa. Just cut to the chase. O, alam mo kaagad if the person you meet is your forever.
Yeah.
You don't have to go through the whole getting to know each other, figuring out if they're going to cheat on you or if it's just a fling or yung magpa-promise kayo ng forever and then 1 month after, break na kayo.
Just because
it's
you
like,
win a competition.
Like, alam mo na kagad. Dapat yung alam mo kagad na, eto na yon. This is it. Diba?
Yeah, no, but I mean, that's the thing, you know. For me, I think if you meet your forever and you feel like they were there for you for a long period of time.
Yeah.
And the whole thing, you know, and somehow or some place you umangat ka sa buhay somehow.
Yeah.
Don't leave them behind just because...
Yeah, true. And Pepper JP says, gaya ng seat sale sa airline, magkaroon din sana ng seat sale sa jeep, sa bus, at sa UV Express. So it's like, that's already cheap. I don't know what's that kind of seat sale you want. And Camilo says, my wildest wish, ang maibalik ang nakaraan para baguhin ang December 14, 2017 para hindi na kita nakilala at hindi na kita minahal.
Going back to that moment where you...
There's this George Michael song that I really like, A Different Corner. That's what it says. Like, if I turned a different corner, hopefully I didn't have to meet you and I wouldn't have fallen in love and I didn't have my heart broken. So, if I could, I would.
Diba the script?
It's really beautiful song.
Man who can't be moved, going back to the corner where I
saw
you.
Ito kasi parang, yun kasi parang, I'll wait for you here. It's still a love song. Ito more of like,
I wish I didn't meet
you. I wish I just turned a different corner so that I didn't have to go through all that. Otherwise, you know, I'd go through the same thing again. I'll meet you, I'll fall in love with you, you'll break my heart, and I'll be left here broken.
Ugh. Don't talk to me about these things.
Butter Baby says, my wildest wish, yung magkaroon ng sariling arena na bawal mag-hoard ng tickets ang scalpers and resellers para makanood ang mga totoong fans na abot kayang halaga. You know, sometimes because of the false, you know, like, it, let's say, okay, somebody's coming over and it's sold out. Sometimes it's not because people really bought tickets. It's just that, you know, sometimes scalpers buy the tickets too. And then they jack up the price. And then the real fans who want to watch have to pay through the nose because, you know, somebody else was flipping the tickets. So, you know, yeah. That's why sometimes it's way too expensive because people buy it in advance, resell it for a higher price, may patong na, and then kawawa naman yung mga fans, the ones who just really want to watch.
Well, I mean, then again, in the end of the day, they should have bought earlier, diba? If they're real fans.
No, kasi sometimes, even if you, like, remember, like, One Direction, like, people were camped out and they still weren't able to get tickets. You know, sometimes, wala lang. Some people's machinery is just better than yours, or, you know what I mean? And pag nakigulo kasi yung mga flippers, can you imagine yung, kunyari, dapat 10 lang kayo, but 50 of you lined up because the other 40 are, like, we're planning to resell the tickets. Diba, talo ka. And everyone could have just gotten the tickets from to begin with without having to pay double, triple the price.
No, but then again, without these... Sorry. I know that people aren't really fans of these scalpers, but without these scalpers, how about the ones who are last minute, you know? They're the last minute watchers who probably didn't know the concert was going to happen or are huge fans as well.
Yeah.
And want to buy the tickets. And the scalpers are there to resell, I guess, for the people who come later.
Well, I don't
or
know
nearer
about that.
To the date.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for example, you were out of town or you were abroad and then you fly into the Philippines and then you see that John Legend is performing in the arena and you're like, oh, shoot, let me see if there are tickets. No more tickets available. The only way you can get tickets now are through scalpers.
Pero for me kasi parang, okay, let's say may downside both. I'd rather go with the no scalpers kasi at least legit, unahan na lang, di ba?
Mm.
The scalpers kasi parang you pay crazy kasi amount eh.
Yeah, it's like triple,
it's,
no?
It's indecent.
Or something.
You know, the way na nagpapatong sila, and it really jacks up the price, and you could have watched the show for a regular amount kundi sila nakisali.
That's true.
But because they do, you know, nadyo-jack up yung price.
But if you think about it, it's like plane tickets din naman. Like when you buy plane tickets in advance, like long time in advance, then it's cheaper. But then when you buy it closer to the date, some people do.
But you buy it naman ng ano, you buy it naman ng legit.
Yeah, well.
Ito, they can patong whatever they want. They want to sell it like on, you know, like 10 times
more.
Well,
then it's up to
can.
You. But if you have no other choice.
Ay, di yun nga. Kung di sila, di ba? Well, at least the logic is, kung di sila nakigulo dun sa bilihan, you probably could have gotten a ticket.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah. Okay, fine.
At saka sometimes they, ano eh, they buy in bulk. Alam mo yun, yung pag naunahan ka nila, 20 tickets kagad yung bibili nila. So can you imagine, 20 na kagad dun sa pila yung mababawasan.
Mm-hmm.
Chips Iliasa says, my wildest wish, I will land a social media job with my favorite game developer or sa Sony for PlayStation.
Oh, such a dream.
Yeah?
I've always wanted to work for Nintendo. Did you know that the name of the new head of Nintendo or something in the States is Bowser?
Yeah.
Like his last name is Bowser.
Okay.
So like the president's last name is Bowser. That's hilarious. And he has Mario and Luigi tied up in the back in his first video introducing himself. It's the cutest thing. I'll show you later.
And let's see here. Chenong says, magtampisaw sa snow ng bare naked just to feel kung gaano kalamig yun. Oh, that is not fun. I guarantee you that much. Even with clothes, snow is not for everyone. Because, you know, not everybody enjoys the cold. What more bare naked?
Yeah.
And the top, my wildest wish comes from Chenong.
Chenong says,
my wildest wish, yung pag may exam, matutulog lang ako resting my head on the book. Tapos kinabukasan, memorized ko na lahat. Well, if it works that way, it's like, ano, alam mo yung the new charger now that you just put your phone on top of it.
Yeah.
And then it charges, no wires, no nothing.
But isn't that like for, ano lang, the Android phones lang?
Yeah.
But does it work for...
I don't know. Pero, you know, something like that. But in this case, it's a book. And then if you need to study that book, you just sleep on top of it. And then it downloads everything onto your brain.
That'd be awesome.
That would be amazing.
For anyone who wants to study all the stuff that they have to go through.
Diba? So the top 10, my wildest wish, go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag my wildest wish in all your tweets.
TMR, the morning rush, top 10.
The morning rush, top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. We are doing the top 10 My Wildest Wish. Thank you to everybody for making actually three of our hashtags a trend. My Wildest Wish at number 2, The Morning Rush at number 3, and RX Greets at number 4.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you guys. All glad right. you're enjoying.
So let's start off with Nick Cool. My wildest wish, yung magkaroon ako ng 20 condo units. Tapos, paparent ko na lang silang lahat para papasyal-pasyal na lang ako para maningil ng rent.
That's like the smartest thing I've yeah. ever heard. You know, that's one thing I really have wanted to try. I mean, I have a few properties, so that's what I want to do with it in yeah. the future. Just have it rented or have it Airbnb'd or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to go, I think, nowadays.
So, can you imagine, kung 20 condos divided by 4, that's 5. Kunyari, sabihin mo ng 25K a month ang isa. So, that's 100K, 250. Tama ba? A month?
You don't have to do anything.
You don't have to do anything. Tama ba? Mali yata yung math ko.
You,
but anyway,
you know, you can just like go on vacation and just have yeah. the best... That's the perfect way to live.
You're on your horse, tapos you knock on their doors. Tapos you have this, alam mo yung parang, yung that stick na ginagamit mo for like equestrian riding. I'm here to collect the rent.
Give me my rent.
Diba?
Now.
Dirty Account says, my wildest wish to have a secret passage or tunnel under our house going to the different places around the metro.
Yeah, because the traffic is so bad
like
these days.
One for Makati, one for like the MOA area, one for the north. And you have a secret tunnel all to yourself.
That would be the best.
That would be. Tas kahit yung ano, yung very, you know, like in Harry Potter, like Gringotts.
Yeah.
You know, those, you have those little parang railway pathways. Systems that you can go from one area of the city to another.
So you don't have to walk, diba? Everything's just gonna be... Like, because you have your own, like, private railway.
Yeah.
That would be perfect because you don't have to actually walk from one place to the next.
Exactly. You just ride those parang whatever you call it.
Or one of those port keys.
Yeah.
Actually, teleporting na lang.
Yeah.
Get the just wish for the power to teleport. Then you can teleport from one place to the next and life would be so much easier.
And Aldrin only says, my wildest wish, yung bumalik na yung standard of beauty noong Renaissance period para sexy na ulit yung mga malulusog.
Yeah, back then, yeah. diba? That was the, those were the hits. Those
if
were
you
the
were,
in-things.
Like if you bring a lot of the supermodels to the Renaissance period, they would be like...
Malnourished.
Nobody would hire them for anything. You had to be a little on the heavy side.
Yeah, there's like a curve. There's a curvature.
Yeah.
Did you see that video on YouTube showing the different parang during the Renaissance period, dark yeah. ages... The different senses of beauty.
Of beauty. Exactly.
Like they put makeup on each of these models to show how beauty looked during their time.
So malas lang natin that, you know, we're in the era where super thin is the way to go. Because it's so difficult because you want to eat so many things but you can't.
Actually, it depends nowadays. It's really funny because...
Pero generally, I mean, do you see... You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, we're getting there, but we're still so far. Our, because we're talking about the general idea of beauty. For now, it's still, look at Hollywood. That's our general idea of beauty.
Thin is in because, yeah. you know, because TV, cameras, yeah. movies, you're double the weight or three times the weight.
Yeah.
So.
At saka, that's the thing, like, we're not saying that only beautiful, thin people are in Hollywood or successful. Pero you will notice the genre. Yeah, you will have like, you know, people on the larger side. But they're usually comedians. They're usually, you know what I mean?
Usually, yeah.
They're not leading men or leading women. Usually they're in comedies. So makikita mo pa rin talaga na there's really a preference for like thin, beautiful Caucasian people.
Well, the lines are starting to blur nowadays. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we're talking Broadway or we're talking musical theater or theater in general, yeah. They have this system now where even if your character is supposed to be cast as white,
yeah.
they can cast you as yeah. Asian playing that role. So the lines are blurred,
exactly.
which is beautiful. And I hope that continues and that moves on into the mainstream world.
It's a start.
It's a start.
It's just that, you know, when you... I mean, for me, the most recent example of this was like Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah, with the girls.
There was so much hate. Just because, you know, they were girls and, you know, that kind of thing. So, when you read the comment section, it gets really ugly.
This is like, I don't know, it becomes anti-feminist.
Yeah,
if you
everything.
Think about it.
And then, you know, when you cast somebody who's not white in a supposedly white role, oh my gosh, you'll never hear the end of it. So
yeah, well, that's another big problem we have here in the Philippines as well. Well, for the theater world. Because sometimes we have to play roles of white people. If we play, you know, if we play Broadway shows or off-Broadway
obviously,
shows.
Yeah.
Obviously. And, you know, when people watch these shows, they're expecting to see that white Mormon or that white, you know, lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
But then they see an Asian playing the role.
Exactly.
So sometimes that is their concern. But, you know, I hope that the lines stop getting blurred and people just look at the person as the character. Or,
exactly.
Or he was probably adopted.
Perfect, and a perfect example of this is anime. You know, sometimes you're watching anime, I'm assuming that everything happens in Japan, and then it turns out later on I'll find out na parang, oh, they're supposed to be European. You know, like for example, Attack on Titan. I always thought, because you know, I always have this thing that, you know, if it's anime, it's set in some fictional world that doesn't exist. Like Pokemon, for example. Pallet Town, Viridian.
Mm.
You know, but turns out, like Attack on Titan was supposedly like set in Europe. And a lot of the, kaya naman pala blonde si sila. You know, what's the name of the guy? But you know, like the characters are blonde, red-haired, you know, auburn-haired. It's because they're supposed to be European and they have European last names. Ackerman, Jaeger, you know, that kind of thing. So that shocked me. I was like, oh, this is cool.
Actually based in Europe.
Because it's based in Europe, but everyone's talking in Japanese. Everyone's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's blurred. The whole racial lines are blurred. So, and it's not a problem. People don't go, why are they then talking in Japanese? They don't care.
Well, yeah.
So I guess that's the beauty of it. So hopefully, yeah, the rest of
hopefully the rest
entertainment
of the world
will get into that.
Well, I mean, you know, how Henry Golding, is that his, that's his name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, how he has transcended into one of the top leading men
in
Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a great thing for us Asians, right?
And Chenong says, my wildest wish na may internet kahit saan sa mundo. Pare-pareho lang yung signal kahit nasa ilalim ka pa ng lupa. Even if you're in a tunnel, even if you're in on top of a building, internet will be great wherever you are.
Oh, that's the best.
For us Pokemon players.
Yes, especially like now, I hope the speed improves.
Yeah.
Internet providers in the Philippines.
Yeah.
I mean, compared to abroad.
Yeah. Pero you know, you'd be surprised, huh? Even if you're like in Singapore or Japan, I've experienced like intermittent signals. So I guess it's a thing. Even if you're using the local, because I remember I was in Singapore one time. I saw at the time, I didn't have a Jinx yet. And then I was in like Marina Bay with some rushers. And then I saw a Jinx and I was catching it. And I was on a Singaporean telco line. And then it wouldn't catch because there was no signal. And they were saying in that, you know, one part of Marina Bay Sands, they really don't get signal at that part. So I guess it, you know, even the most high-tech countries have it too.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm actually talking about the speed.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I think over there, when there is signal, the speed is quite fast.
Yeah. But you know, like, may hiccups pa rin.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you are.
That's true.
Because, you know, I've spoken with people who live there, and they're like, hindi, ganun din. Meron din talagang times na. But of course, like, if you're like, especially downloaders.
Yeah.
Yeah, the speed really is, yeah, different in other countries. And Colleen MYC says, my wildest wish, Bon Jovi, Big Bang, and Super Junior on one stage.
Ooh.
If I can see that, I can die peacefully.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know how that's gonna work.
Yeah.
But, you know, it could. I mean, I had one of my dreams come true when I watched India Arie and John Legend perform together in one stage. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where it's all your idols on one stage
yeah.
performing and doing their thing.
Yeah.
And you don't have to like move from one place to the other. You can see them all do their thing at the same time and sometimes collaborate
yeah.
as well because they're in the same show. And it's just such a beautiful thing to watch. So yeah. I know where you're coming from.
Yeah. And then from Colleen MYC, yung ako si Christine Daae sa Broadway alongside Ramin Karimloo as the Phantom.
Ooh.
One of the definitive Phantoms in history of the musical. And Dirty Account says, my wildest wish to have this conversation. Friend one will say, uy, kita naman tayo sa Manila. I miss home. Bored na ako dito sa Maldives. And then friend two will say, nako, nasa Eastern Euro trip pa kami. And then I will be like, o tara G, next month na lang, pagbalik ko from Turkey.
Ooh,
you know,
travel.
Like to be like, they're all jet setters in different places of the world.
It's great to see. Like, I have a few friends who are, I know, who are really jet setters.
Yeah.
And they just really talk about where they go and
yeah.
what they do. And there's a whole group. I have a whole group. Where they just fly from one place to the next.
Yeah.
And they tell us where to go and what to do. Mm-hmm. And it's actually great coming from an international community because
yeah.
you get people from everywhere, all walks of life, and you get to fly to any destination and have a friend there.
Yeah.
Because, I went to an international school. So with that said, you know, I just have this list of people from all around the world. And it's great.
Yeah.
It's one of those things.
And the top, my wildest wish, comes from Renz Rufil.
Renz Rufil says,
my wildest wish is that I can lose weight through crying. If that were the case, ang payat ko na siguro ngayon.
Wow.
One dramatic naman. But can you
tears
imagine?
Tears of joy or tears of sadness?
Tears of sadness. Imagine if you can lose pounds that way. Or at the very least, like, you'll watch a sad movie.
Yeah.
Para, you know, you get to shed the pounds that way. That would be interesting. Yeah.
Just watch a bunch of sad movies in
mga,
a row.
Ano,
but you just
K-dramas.
Get depressed.
Hindi mga K-dramas. Yung mga ganyan.
Over again.
The top 10 My Wildest Wish. If you've got entries, go ahead. Tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag My Wildest Wish.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today.
But first, we got some hashtag RX greets. Let's say hi to all the monsters tuned in. Missing Rika GGG, it was her birthday last week. Let's say hi to Butter Baby tuned in. Tats, Tony, it's her birthday today, US time. Greeting Essie, Gian, and Sadie, how are you? As well as to Ellie. Saying hi to Mark, Baby Kane, and friend Shields. Have a great week ahead. The Never Ender, happy Monday. Hello, Miss Hazel Hottie. Good morning. Oh, shiz. It's Monday. That's what she posted. That's what the Never Ender posted. also, hi to PVQB. Greeting Hubby Mark, Jomar, as well as Hangry Pinay. Ako lang ba or nagmamadali din ang 2019?
I know, right?
Grabe, so it's already March. It's my birthday month. Oh no. Saltinez, happy birthday to Paul Feaster. Happy birthday. Also, Wonder Woman, how are you? And TJ Atienza, good morning kay Jackie Chanak. Sana malusaw ka sa araw.
Is that how it works? I think vampires are the ones na nalulusaw.
But you're scared of
are
the sun,
they?
No? Are you? Are,
yeah,
but
I
the only reason why you're hanging... The only reason why Jackie's hanging in the RX booth is because there's not much light in here.
Maybe. But I wonder what the official... like stand on that is.
Ateni Star Margie says, hello Star Margie, we're going to see BTS live in Bangkok kahit 3 weeks pa lang kami tayo sa, as fans. So nakahabol, they're going to see BTS. I actually want to see them live.
Yeah?
That's like one of my dreams as well. Simply Nej says, good morning everyone. Hi to Dai Young. Happy Monday. And Bingan SG, sorry. I'm a she, not a he. Girl si ako. Thanks for always reading my greets, Kaya. No worries. Rushers naman kami si Chico and Del, and we'll always be here. Oh, okay. So you're a she. Hi, Bingan SG. Also, Ronaldo Quino tuned in, as well as Marcus Gutierrez. Name cannot be blank. Greets, Rushers, and hello, Jackie. Jackie hasn't showed himself today. He's a little sad. I think he's
On a liver diet. Liver detox.
Ngayon. Perry Garcia says, good morning to wife Ellie and Jenny Jen Jen. Happy New Week to the Rushers and Mrs. Fox. Wants to greet yourself and Sister Regine and wonderful partner Keith. Listening to the podcast later. What's up? Hi to A Boy Named Aboy and XL Petite. And that's it for greets.
All right. We've got our top 10 for today. And we are doing the top 10, My Wildest Wish. Let's start off with Colleen MYC. My Wildest Wish, yung narinig ako ni Lea Salonga kumanta. Tapos, gusto na daw niya mag-retire. Kasi nakita na niya yung papalit sa trono niya.
Wow. Calling Leia.
Okay.
Get better.
Get better though.
Because her, diba, she broke her leg.
Yeah.
And she, but she sang with Josh Groban effortlessly.
Right?
Did you see that video?
I know, right?
Oh my gosh.
It's awesome. Pepper JP says, my wildest wish, Rolls Royce, yung car na susundo sa akin pag nagbook ako ng Grab. Wow. Can you imagine? Like, but, you know, even in other countries, I don't know though if it's Grab or whatever other company. I saw a video once na, you know those like Lamborghinis or Ferraris? Ganun yung sumundo.
It happens. Actually,
it's
abroad.
It's really like shocking.
High-end cars abroad are very similarly priced to normal cars over there. So like, for example, my cousin has a Tesla.
Yeah.
And it's nothing. You know, it's just a normal car. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, actually in Norway, I don't think diesel or unleaded cars are used as much as Teslas are because they're so environmental friendly.
Exactly. Ano nga eh, like,
electric cars.
We were talking to some Europeans and they were saying that by this year or next year or in the next 5 years, you can't even drive a diesel car in Europe.
Yeah, it's gonna be banned.
Yeah, so it's like, wow. Okay, amazing. It's just, they're so advanced. You were like, it's not gonna happen here anytime soon.
I'm telling you, these guys are like so far ahead of anyone's time. It's like, I'm gonna be honest. Coming back to the Philippines after living in Europe for a period of time, it was like, I'm not saying everything. I love the Philippines. I love my family. I love everything about it. It's my home. But there's a lot of things that I felt were so progressive abroad that when I came back here, it's like, wow, I'm in a time machine. I went back to like, what, the 1960s?
Yeah.
And it's like, there's a lot of laws and a lot of acceptance that is far behind.
Yeah.
That can be very Neanderthalic here in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that changes. I mean, I'm sure slowly but surely we're progressing.
Baby steps.
Baby steps. And I think in the near future, let's say 10 to 15 years, we're going to be at par with them, I feel.
And Juice Blank says, my wildest wish, yung magigising ako isang umaga, tapos makikita kitang nakayakap sa mataba kong katawan, nakangiti at kontento. Like that it has nothing to do with the physical and, you know, to like you for you, whatever shape or form.
Yeah.
Wildfire says, my wildest wish, maging actor sa mga art films na nasa, quote, top rated or most viewed categories. Why not?
Why not? Who knows? It's
your thing.
It's a job.
It's a job.
You know? Like, for example, in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
It is a job to be, to sell your body.
Yeah.
Right? It's in the law that it is allowed.
It's regulated.
Yes.
But it is allowed in some areas. And
And they check them for STDs.
Yeah.
They check them for all sorts of... So they're clean.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think that's for me, that's incredibly progressive in a sense that since it's so out in the open, people tend to stay away from it.
Yeah.
Because it's... not bawal.
Yeah.
The thing about people enjoying these things in the world today is because things are bawals.
Yeah.
Like for example, drugs or that.
Yeah.
People tend to over there, stay away from it because they know the implications of what some of the tourists have to go through.
Yeah.
And I think that's so progressive.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's just it's very important.
It's very European.
It's very European. Yeah. It's a different way of thinking, I know, but again, progress.
Yeah. And Renz Jufil says, my wildest wish, magtayo ng sariling shelter, tapos ang aampunin ko yung mga batak na youth.
Okay. Pwede din.
Marge says, yung ability na makapunta sa mahal ko through any door, para kahit na magkalayo kami, I just open a door and poof, I am with him na. Very, ano, very Blink, like in X-Men. You know, in a way.
Asi Blink.
Like, pero in Marge's case, it will always involve a door. So when you open the door, it's not like a doorway to anywhere, but more like a doorway to, oh, very under and Monsters, Inc.
Oh, yeah.
Diba? So like, there's a door na every time you open that door, you are reunited with your loved one, wherever they may be. So I think that's cute.
That's like, a cute, beautiful
kunyari, like,
thing.
In your house, let's say your husband is always all over the world in different parts of the country. Does you have this door in your house,
yeah,
where every time you open it, you go to where your husband or your wife is.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
you're reunited. That would be cute. Nelson Much says, my wildest wish, yung finally nag-reply sa akin si Celebrity Crush sa Instagram. Tapos followed me back, started sending me PMs, at dun nagsimula ang lihim naming relasyon.
Oh.
Well, that is definitely a fantasy for a lot of people. Like, I don't, the whole world doesn't really need to know, as long as we know. Like, it's not, no need for bragging rights, no need for like affirmation from anybody
anyone
else. It can be a secret between me and you, but I will be all for it.
In the beginning, it's a beautiful thing, mm-hmm, that hidden relationship.
Yeah.
But after a while, you want more. It's one of those things. Yeah. I know in the start, you're like, okay, this is going to be good. This is going to be perfect. This is my relationship with this other person, and we're going to have a long time together hidden from the world.
Yeah.
But eventually, you're going to ask, why am I hiding?
Yeah.
Why can't we go out and tell the world that we love each other?
Yeah, true. Although, you know, if the choice is between that or none.
I had that choice.
I would go for the secret. The choice is, will it be secret or none at all? I would rather have something. But of course, if it's a choice between secret and out in the open, of course you would want it out in the open.
Huh. Well, I mean, because I've actually had to go through this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's hard.
Well, yeah.
It's
but
it's,
would you say
really
that you
hard
would, okay,
because you can't tell anyone. You have this secret that you can't talk to anyone about. And it's,
yeah, but
like,
would you rather that it never happened?
Sometimes, yes.
Really?
Because you get so destroyed when it ends and your whole being is shattered that sometimes you wish that you went a different
but
route.
But what if it didn't end?
But it did.
No, but what if it didn't? Let's just say, don't think of your specific experience. But you get into a relationship. It's actually good. You won't get heartbroken or anything. But nobody else can know. Or just, you're just single. That it'll never happen. Let's say you get along. Let's say you're good together. But it
and
has to
you,
be secret.
But it's going to be secret forever.
Yeah. Or not at all?
Not at all.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, from what I experienced through this entire process, in the beginning, it's fine and
yeah,
it's fun and it's beautiful for the first maybe year. But then after that, it gets taxing.
I guess.
It gets emotionally taxing to have to hide.
Yeah, I get. Well, I'd differ.
Right?
I would go for it. I would go for it.
Calling up, calling PA, calling PA, calling PA.
Daddy Ninate says, I have, no. Let's do Wildfire first. Wildfire says, Ah, no, no, no. The top. My wildest wish comes from Arabin.
Ano pa? Ano ba?
Hindi. One na lang pala niya titire. So Arabin says.
Arabin says.
My wildest wish, yung tuwing uutot ako, may madadagdag na 1K sa ATM ko. So imagine, kumain ka ng kamote, and then every time you fart, an extra 1K is added to your ATM account. And like, scientifically, how many times do we fart in a day? I don't know. But
I fart a lot.
Can you imagine? That's 1K each time.
Oh, wow.
So like, if you fart 10 times in a day, that's 10K in one day.
Hey, you don't even have to work.
Right?
I didn't know that though.
In a week, you'd have like 70K.
Kamote? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I used to eat a lot of kamote. That's why I had so much gas.
Yeah. Kamote, onions, cabbages. These are like high gas volume food. Those are the ones that create a lot of gas. Milk.
Now we know.
They create a lot. And vegetables in general. That's why they say vegetarians tend to fart a lot, because vegetables create a lot of gas. And they say it's the healthy kind of emitting gas.
Is this a silent but deadly kind?
No naman. No. Because if you have a high fiber diet, that is one of the side effects. You tend to pass gas more than regular. Because you're more regular, you're more...
Oh, that's true.
So, yeah. Yeah. Okay. There's this animated film about it, how it's actually healthy if you pass gas often, because it means you have a high fiber diet. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Something like that, yeah. I'll try to look for it. I don't know if it's still
You have a high fiber diet, so that means you pass gas a lot? That's why ang baho pala ng kotse ko.
Ay, kotse mo yan, ha? Hindi kotse ko. I neither confirm nor deny the answer to that question. So, the top 10 My Wildest Wish. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag My Wildest Wish in all your tweets.
TMR. The Morning Rush Top 10.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today.
But first, some hashtag RX greets. Let's say hi to Tadhana Amazing. What's up? Also to Fabrian. Sobrang linis.
You can do it.
Sobrang linis ng TMR today. Bakit kaya? Wala kasi si Hazel.
I know, right?
Si Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Hi also to Annex Po Yon. Greeting Jackie Chanak. Ako po ay isa sa iyong mga masugid na tagahanga. Pakisabi naman kay Marquistrom. Hello daw.
Ah.
Hi to Zane. How are you doing? Greeting handsome Charlie Cervantes and Kuya Gardo Serrano and Kuya Ian AKK. Gopela, how are you? And Cheka Jan Mama also tuned in. Get well soon, Hazel Hottie. As well as Rain Villaverde and Thor Jack are both saying hi. Matthew Magadia shows us the Singapore speed. Internet speed. Because we were talking about that a while ago. Ang bilis! So fast. There were a few people talking about how I spoke about scalpers a while ago. I've never actually bought from them.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, I don't condone them.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I'm just saying that they're available.
Yeah.
And it's not a good thing, but they are. And we have to live with it.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that is going to be around forever. And I, you know, as much as we'd like them not to be around, they're always going to be there.
Yeah.
And you're just going to have to learn to live around that.
Yeah.
Right? Also, Daddy Ni NJ says that Full Metal Alchemist is set in Europe as well.
Apparently, a lot of other anime.
Not just Europe. I mean, I'm sure they also have US-based anime, Hawaii-based anime. Mm-hmm. Like, diba? Pokemon, they seem to like to travel around the world. All of the different regions are based off of different places. Like, this next one is based off the UK.
Yeah.
And the previous one is based off Hawaii, Paris, you know. Rene Passage says the same thing. Full Metal Alchemist is European. Also, greeting Hangry Pinay and Salty Nez. And Kiko Man Machine is also tuned in. And that's it for greets.
And we've got our top 10. My wildest wish? Let's start off with Wildfire. Armored van ng Bangko Sentral ang magdadala ng sweldo ko sa bahay tuwing payday. Ganon siya kadami na money yung dinadala. They need an armored vehicle. Good luck!
Yes, yes, yes.
And Simply Nedge says, my wildest wish, yung wala akong magiging haters sa fangirldom ng mundo kapag nalaman nilang ako ang pakakasalan ni Lee Min Ho. Okay. It's
well,
free to dream.
It's a wish. It's a wildest wish. Yeah.
And also, okay, so.
And we're back.
And we're back. Pepper JP says, my wildest wish is actually a very mundane wish. Yung pwede gawin online lahat ng transactions sa government office. Because yeah, it's quite difficult to go to, alam mo yun, yung mga tipong NBI clearance,
passport renewal,
license,
haba-haba ng process,
driver's license, even those mga, kunyari, business permits, you know, anything that would require you to have to go to like the city hall or government office, POEA, yung mga ganon. Like if it's possible to just do everything online. So all you need is a computer. You can do it from your house.
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
It would be so, you know, helpful, especially if we could just scan our fingerprints
exactly
na lang if we have one of those machines
exactly
at home to
so
do
like,
everything
for example,
us.
If let's say laptops now came with mga retina scanning or fingerprint scanning.
I mean, our phones have that now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The there's fingerprint scanners, there's face scanners now.
Yung kumbaga, although you can do it at the house, it would still be very difficult to cheat or to, you know, like to hack it or something.
Yeah.
So that it's still secure. Of course, this is a wish, you know. I mean, I'm pretty sure
it's a wildest
wish. Oh, that's going to be difficult technology-wise. Yeah, yeah, that's a given. But what if?
Because I mean, before, like if you think about it, before traveling from online sources is like, wow, that's never gonna happen.
Yeah, exactly.
But now it's the only way to travel, right?
Yeah. Also, coming from, let's see here, Simeon Cruz says, yung mala vampire ka sa Twilight, not the actual being vampire part, but more of yung hindi kailangan ng tulog. Remember how like Edward would watch
yeah
Bella as she slept the entire night because he doesn't need to sleep. So can you imagine if, you know, what you could do, how productive you could be if you didn't have to sleep? You can do two jobs. I mean, if you're the type. Or at least you can do the leisure part during the night.
The night or during the day. You could do a night shift.
And work at night.
Yeah, yeah. And do your leisure part during the day. I mean, I guess. But that's, you know, if you think about it in retrospect, that's super creepy that Edward was staring at Bella
when
she was sleeping.
Yeah. But imagine if nobody had to sleep. Then, you know, it wouldn't be creepy. You wouldn't have to be watching somebody who couldn't sleep, diba?
Yeah.
So I think it would be like, I don't know, awesome. Everyone would be so productive. And not just productive, even the laziness part. You can just be like watching, you can just be lounging. Alam mo yung sleeping but not really sleeping? Just
yeah
lying down, doing nothing. That would be nice.
Yeah.
I think I would enjoy that. Mabaisai says, very similar to that, that we can have more than 24 hours in a day. So, tipong 8 hours of work, 8 hours of sleep, 8 hours of leisure, and then you can have an extra like 8 hours of whatever you want to allot the next 8 hours to.
8 hours of rest,
8 hours of sleep, 8 hours of leisure, kasi that's 24 na, di ba?
Yeah.
So, an extra 8 hours to do whatever you want.
32 hours in a day.
Yeah. Diba? So, dinagdagan mo lang.
Yeah, just lessen the, I mean, lessen the amount of days in the year or something.
I guess, something like
because,
that.
Because, I mean, for example, I know here in the Philippines, it's always the sun sets at 6 and it rises at 6.
Yeah.
But abroad, daylight savings time is so weird
yeah
and different. In Norway, for example, half the year, the sun is up.
Yeah.
and the other half the sun
less
is
pa nga,
diba, down.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes less than half. They say we were in Sweden and they were saying that sunlight only comes out like 3 months. And the rest is like it's practically parang late afternoon all the time.
Yeah.
All like all day long, it's like ganun, makulimlim. And you rarely see the sun in its full glory. And the top, my wildest wish, comes from Daddy Ninate.
Daddy Ninate says,
I'll have a notebook a la Death Note. Okay, FYI, for people who don't watch Death Note, there's a notebook where if you write down somebody's name, in 24 hours, they'll die.
Yeah, I think I watched the Netflix show.
Yeah, diba? Yeah. So, basta you write down somebody's name, they will die. No matter what you do, no matter how you try to prevent it, even if you keep them safe, they'll just like, they just die. Yeah. So, I'll have a notebook, a la Death Note, but it's not going to be death. Iba yung rules. If I write somebody's name down on this notebook, instead of dying, they will fall in love with me.
So, love note.
Para siyang love note. But, kung ayaw ko na, let's say I got tired,
yeah,
I just erase the name and they will forget that anything ever happened between them.
Ooh.
Like everyone. Even if, let's say, you were very public with it, you introduced them to your families or you go out and have dinner and lunch and your friends have seen you together, the moment you erase it, it's like cancelled. Everything is cancelled.
So even your family and
yeah,
your
they won't remember.
Are not going to remember anything?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Weird concept.
That's though. a wild wish,
yeah. And there you go. One final batch of the top 10 My Wildest Wish. Again, you can be as wild as you want. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag My Wildest Wish in all your tweets.
TMR. The Morning Rush Top 10.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, final top 10 for today.
But here are the final set of hashtag RX greet. Hi to Miss Ruth. Happy Monday to everyone. I know it's the first day of the week, but it's almost summer vacation, so let's all revel in the beautiful sun.
I know.
Jello Suarez, good morning. Happy Monday. Missed you last week because she was really, really busy. I mean, right before summer vacation, right, usually people like have their last minute hard-working stints before they go on break. Also, Gino on the Bottle greets us as well as Humble Denver. Pa-duet greeting naman from Jackie and Marky.
Hala? Paano greeting?
Duet, happy birthday, my dove. It's her birthday pala.
Oh, okay, okay.
Mignonette. I love you to infinity and beyond. So,
okay. As again.
Ready? Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear filet mignonette.
Happy birthday to
okay.
There you go.
Duet
greeting.
Go.
Hi to Lo Siento. Woke up late because it's my birthday also today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Grabe. Ang tagal ng greetings natin pag ganyan.
Lahat, no? Also, Matthew Magadia is looking for cheap flights to Singapore. Oh, there aren't cheap. I'm telling you, they're very expensive because it's during Holy Week. Holy weekend. So, if you want to book right away.
Yeah. Because, expect it. It's going to be crazy prices because it is Holy Week.
It is Holy Week, especially because it's that particular weekend.
Yep.
Even if there's a sale, it's still really expensive.
Yeah.
But it's still cheap, I mean, for that weekend because of the sale. Gino in the Bottle says, yung vibrato ni Jackie Chanak parang kinuryente.
Don't argue with it.
Don't. It happened.
Natural vibrato.
You know, he only came out just for that song. He's going
back
into the earth again. And that's it for greets.
All right. So we've got our top 10 for today. My wildest wish. Let's start off with Renz Rufil. Yung mandatory face reveal. para sa lahat ng mga trolls and keyboard warriors.
Mm.
Like, you cannot hide behind your anonymity. If you're going to say something to a celebrity or to comment on a video, you cannot be anonymous. People will know that that's you so that you can stand behind whatever it is you have to say.
Yeah, these people are so duwag. I'm sorry. Diba? You know, if you have something to say, say it. Say it. You know, it's upfront. I mean, that's my kind of thing kasi. I'm very straightforward when it comes to these things. Mm-hmm. I like to tell you to your face.
Yeah.
Normally. Well, unless I don't like you. That's a different story.
It's true. It's true.
But, you know, normally, when it comes to things that I'd like, you know, to really tell someone...
You'd say it.
That I appreciate. Yeah. I would like to tell them to their face so they know.
Yeah.
So that... they can improve for the future. I mean, I think that's how it's supposed
to
work.
So at least, even if you're a hater, let's say, kasi, you want improvement or you, it's something that, you know, for the betterment of your relationship. But some trolls, kasi, talagang they're just out there to create chaos. Yung parang, sige, go. But you have to be accountable for it.
Yeah.
We have to know that it's you. I mean, you know what I mean? You can't hide behind a cartoon character or a celebrity's face. People should have the right to know that that's you saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they should know. You know, you should be upfront and you should, if you want to say something, say it.
Say it.
You know?
No matter
be courageous.
How, yeah.
If you want to say something bad to them, you know you're going to have to take something back when they retaliate.
Mm-hmm. Wildfire says, my wildest wish, sana literal na humahaba yung ilong ng mga politiko pag nagsasabi sila ng lie. So that, let's say, for instance, during campaign period, they go, I will, you know, protect your rights and I will never steal a single centavo. So, alam lang tao na, aha, you're lying. Green and Jam says, my wildest wish, magka-remake ng The Last Airbender na movie, but this time with justice.
Yes,
to
please.
Actually create a good movie.
Or... I don't think they can do a movie to fully encompass the entire world of the first book. I think they should do like a series, like a 3-part series
maybe.
Or a 6-part series like, per book.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
possible.
Because I don't think you can fit that entire adventure
like
in
Lord
one
of the
story.
Rings.
Whatever you do with one movie, you cannot fit that whole book in one story
exactly.
Because it's so much. There's so much happening. Mm-hmm. There's so much. Wealth in the story.
Yeah. Renz Rufil says, my wildest wish, sana merong high-tech portable toilet na pwede mong isalpak mo lang sa puwet para pag tinawag ka ni Mother Nature sa gitna ng traffic ng EDSA or wherever it is that you are, no problem. Like it won't be, for some, I don't know how it works, but no mess, no smell, no embarrassing whatever.
Well, like the thing diba with the pee bag that
but
we got.
But even that, eh, diba? When you think about it, parang... Yeah, no, I don't know how it works. Pero like, hopefully there's something that's as
it removes the smell.
Yeah.
But it's...
I guess. I don't know.
I have this weird thing where I can't pee in front of people. Like, I have problems.
I think most people have that problem.
No, I mean... You know,
I don't think people are like, oh, I have no problem being in front of all these people.
No, because diba, in men's CRs, there's like the urinals.
But like, diba, you're still covered naman kahit papano.
But still, even in that situation, I have a hard time. Like if there's a lot of people in the room, will go into...
the farthest one.
Not just the farthest one. I go into a stall. I choose stall over that. I mean, it's weird. It's not because I'm scared to you know, that people are gonna see.
Yeah.
It's more...
It's an amamahay thing.
It's weird. It doesn't come out.
Yeah.
You know, I try, but it just... Nothing comes out.
Yeah. And, Green and Jam says, my wildest wish to have 9 monitors in my computer station at work. One dedicated for work. The rest for social media sites... TV and anime series,
online
movies,
games.
Art films, games. I don't know though. I can't really focus kung ganun karami sabay-sabay.
Well, depends if you have ADHD like me.
Yeah, I prefer to focus on one thing.
No, well, yeah. But the thing about that is that if you actually do have ADHD like me, it's better to do more things than to do one particular thing.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, my focus is so much better if there are a lot of things happening.
Yeah.
Because then my head is working at this speed, light speed.
Yeah.
As opposed to one single thing where I have to focus and then I get bored and then I stop focusing.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it depends on the person.
On the, well, on, yeah.
It depends on the disorder.
Yes. And
your OCD will kill you if you have 9 screens. You won't know which one to focus on.
Matthew Magadia says, my wildest wish, be the master of timing. Not time, just timing. That everything I decide to do, I do it at the exact right time. And sometimes it's really just a matter of that. You know, like you come up with a perfect shtick at the right time.
Yeah.
And it becomes a hit. Yeah.
Everything has its time, right?
Mabaisai says, my wildest wish is to have a food printer. Yung literally, you see something, kunyari, you see something on Instagram or Facebook. So, oh, this looks good. Plus, you connect it to a printer. And whatever it is, let's say I'm in, I don't know, Europe. I'm in France. I post a photo of this wonderful dessert that I'm eating. Ipa-plug mo lang sa computer yun, you will get the exact same dish that I'm eating. And eat it wherever you are. Like back home, here in the Philippines. That would be awesome.
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
I mean, they have the 3D printer now, but I mean, that's not, you know, it's
nowhere near like...
Nowhere ito, near talaga, like, taste literal. And smell.
So, kunyari, if there's this thing that... There's this dish that Gordon Ramsay whipped up. Pwede mo siyang i-print. And lalabas siya exactly the way he prepared it. That would be
awesome.
That's
a pretty good wish. That's a pretty good wish.
And the top, my wildest wish, comes from Four-Eyed Pete.
Four-Eyed Pete says,
to have the energy of a teenager, but the budget of an adult.
Yes.
Kasi diba, sometimes you have all the things that you want to do when you're a teenager, but you don't have the budget for it. And then how many times have I heard this from like people who've like worked hard all their lives? Finally, they have the budget for it, pero they don't have the energy for it. Or they're not as healthy anymore. You know, now they have the budget to go to, let's say, I don't know, Mount Everest, but then their knees are already weak.
And they can't climb.
Or now they have money. I remember my late father, he was like, finally, I have enough money to eat all the food that I've always wanted to eat. But by that time, he already had diabetes, he had cholesterol. So, you know, it's like, hindi ko naman makain because now everything is bawal.
It's the worst. It's like looking back and watching all the people who made so much money at such a young age,
right?
And what they are able to do with their lives. Like, diba, that guy from MySpace before, he sold MySpace and now he's just traveling the world, enjoying his life.
Wonderful.
Yeah, diba, they're just so lucky.
Yeah.
And so blessed, you know?
And so talented kasi.
And so talented.
I mean,
so
like,
smart.
It's not just about luck and blessings. They came up with a great idea.
Yeah, exactly. Diba? Well, but then, diba, as we said a while ago, it's the right time.
Yeah.
You know, you can come up with a brilliant idea at the wrong time and have it flop on you.
Yeah.
If MySpace came out, for example.
Earlier.
Yeah. Or later.
Yeah. So there you go. What about us?
What about us? What is my wildest dream?
I think we all dream of the same thing. But I guess it's the idea of... Because it's not so much that I don't want to work or I just want to do nothing. Because I think that ultimately will only last, I don't know, maximum a month. I'd go crazy. I would need to have like some sort of goal or purpose. But to have that kind of financial independence where I can do just what I want to do. Like it's still a job or it's still something that I'm, a project that I'm going for without the fear of like going hungry.
Ah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know what you
like,
mean.
Like I will not stop. I will, even if I, let's say one, like, you know, that lotto na USD and I can literally just sleep all day. I don't want to sleep all day.
I want to work.
Horrible. I don't know if it's going to be work or if it's just something that I will be working on, but definitely I won't stop I mean, I have to be productive. I have to feel like I'm a useful member of society.
Like, well, like my dad, because he, di ba, he retired, and he retired with a really, really good sum of money, yeah, you know, per month. And now, even if he doesn't have to do anything, he still bikes.
Exactly.
He still goes to Quezon province every day. He bikes. He still goes on trips. He still, you know, hangs out with my mom. They go, yeah, on walks. They play golf. You know, always keep yourself busy.
Definitely.
Because so, if not, you're just gonna rot.
Yeah.
In one place.
But that's a great thing. Like medyo only budget.
Yeah.
That would be great. And not be corrupted by it. I don't want to turn out to be
a terrible person,
horrible human being, because I can buy whatever I want, and I'm like, I stop caring about how people feel. I don't want to be like that. But to have that kind of only budget and still be like a good person and not be like a horrible
human being.
Human being. Which is, you know, because they say that's really a tendency.
Yeah.
You know, when you have absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Yes, so, exactly. Yeah. For me naman, I have this bucket list. I mean, my wildest dream, which is probably most likely never going to happen. I have this scratch map.
Okay. Of the world. Yeah, I love those.
And I just want to fill that scratch map up. I want to see everything. I want to see the world. I want to go to different destinations,
yeah,
and see the obscure places, the seven wonders of the world.
True.
The seven wonders of the ancient world. Maybe go back in time and, yeah, see a lot of, you know, just travel.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people's wildest dreams are to travel. Your wildest dream before was to see Maldives, and now is your fourth,
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
So, you know, just keep dreaming, I guess.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you dream big enough and your dream is accessible, you know, you could reach it.
Who knows?
Right?
I mean, short of like being physically impossible, yung mga gusto natin na teleportation, like for now at least, it's still impossible.
Or that tasty printer.
That tasty printer. I mean, as of the present, yes, it's impossible, but who knows?
Maybe in the future.
Technology in the future. I mean, who would have thought that, you know, I mean, people in the ancient earth would never have thought that we could actually fly in planes or have the internet, right?
So, right.
Who knows?
Who knows, guys? Keep dreaming, keep loving, keep growing, right?
Yes.
And that ends our show today.
All right. We'll see you again. Well, I'll see you tomorrow.
See you on Wednesday.
Hopefully
Hazel's
back by tomorrow. But Rika will be here.
Yeah, Rika's here.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye. Bye. Bye.